is too cold.
Nothing for Nothing by Billy Preston here on Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The Huffington Post has revealed a set of confidential federal audits accuse the nation's five largest mortgage companies of defrauding taxpayers and their handling of foreclosures on homes purchased with government-backed loans. The audits conclude the banks cheated the government by overvaluing their losses on foreclosed homes and submitting faulty and defective documents to get federal reimbursement. According to the audit, the banks violated the False Claims Act, which protects the government from fraudulent billing. The findings have been referred to the Justice Department. The companies named are Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Ally Financial. Two of the banks, including Bank of America, refused to cooperate with investigators. The audit concludes Bank of America failed to correct its practices even after renewing foreclosures following a brief moratorium last year. The moratorium was imposed following revelations bank employees had approved thousands of foreclosure affidavits and other documents without proper vetting. State officials are hoping to use the audit's findings as leverage in their ongoing talks with the banks to settle the foreclosure fraud allegations. For more, we're joined by Shaheen Nasaripour, a